All right, really happy now to be joined once again by David Woods, who is the athletic director at Bishop Fenwick High School, also the head football coach. And Dave, I'm not sure which role or all of those roles are you playing today, because the Suns, it's not a great baseball day, but baseball is going to be starting up soon.
Yeah, we start in a couple of weeks, and we're just trying to get do some work today on the field, and now it's starting to rain out, and we got a JV football game this afternoon, so I'm doing a little bit of both today.
Oh, that's unbelievable. I'm going over to see Coach Betancourt and Peabody too, and he's the same thing. They're doing baseball and football. He's got JVs today, and you guys, man, I don't know when you sleep. This is nuts, the way this year has gone. However, when you do sleep, you gotta sleep pretty well, considering the game that you guys had on, over the weekend, against Archbishop Williams. You wanna give me a little summary on that one, please?
Yeah, sure. It was one of the more impressive games I've seen from one of our teams. I mean, Archbishop Williams is a very, very good team. And for us to totally dominate the way we did was really, as coaches, we were impressed. We were kind of in awe of our kids. I mean, I think they had a total of 27 yards,
whoa,
on 34 offensive plays.
Whoa.
And again, they're a pretty good team. So that was very impressive by our kids.
As a Patriots fan for the last, I don't know, X number of years, going back to 1960, I learned the phrase, all three phases of the game, in the last 20 years or so. And, boy, looking at the account of your game against the Archies, maybe you could do a comment on all three, because your offense, your defense, your special teams, they all showed up.
Absolutely. So the defense, you know, again, the stats speak for themselves. The defense was awesome all night. But Aiden Dwyer is a kid who Aiden was the captain of the soccer team, and he's a senior, and he came out for football because of the extra season, and he's just been phenomenal in the kicking game. So he had we punted once, and when he punted, he buried them on like their 4-yard line, and that turned into a touchdown because we held them 3-and-out. In kickoffs, he's been great. He kicked a field goal, all extra points. So our kick game was great, and Aiden's been a big part of that. And then the kick return game, our punt returns were just, again, we had short fields all night. Jake Connolly and Angel Martinez returned punts, and I don't know who I would kick it to. I don't think I'd kick it to either one of them, but they were great all night. So the special teams, we really carried the day in special teams. And then again, the offense, you know, we mixed it up pretty well. Tucker Destino, once again, had a phenomenal game. The offensive line graded out the best we've graded out all year. And we threw the ball well. So it was an all around, like you say, all three phases of the game. We really played pretty well in not just, you know, again, it was against a very good, very quality opponent.
Yeah.
Archbishop Williams, you know, they were 3-1 and they got some athletes and, big physical kids. And so it was fun to watch as a coach.
You know, talking about, you know, the film, usually you guys do film work on Mondays, traditionally.
Yeah, usually, sometimes we do it Saturdays, but, this week we have it today. We'll be watching the film with the kids today. The coaches have all watched the film together, but the kids, we'll watch it with the kids today.
Well, back in the day, the old film, it was 18 or 16 millimeter and 8 millimeter and then, VHS and all that stuff. And it was pretty hard to stop the thing and blow it up and that kind of stuff. But with digital now, I'm sure you can focus, you know, with a fine tooth comb on some of this stuff. And I wonder, Coach, how does it work? Do you pick out an individual who does something good, and then, not and then, but also, you know, when necessary, you pick out an individual who does something what he wasn't supposed to do or could have done it better. How does that work when you show a film and you want to point things out to the kids?
Yeah, so as coaches, all of us, I think everyone would agree, we're always looking for the negative. Oh, you did this wrong. This is what we have to correct.
Okay.
And then,
yep.
Coach, what about that player? Did that good? Yeah, that's what you're supposed to do. That was good. But so we try to do both. You know, we try to what I try to do is pick out, you know, when we run plays and they actually work well, why they worked well, and then when they don't, we, you know, kind of try to compare the two.
Okay.
But a lot of it, a lot of the film work is more about just positioning and, you know, leverage and being, making sure people are setting the edge and making sure people are not over scraping and just playing together as a team. So that's a lot of what we do with the film with the kids. Just again, trying to point out both why things worked and why they didn't work.
I've never sat in on a coach's meeting where they do grade out the film. Do you watch the complete, game, as a group beforehand, coach, and then you bring it into the kids, because you make notes and you decide what you want to point out to the kids as a staff?
Yeah, so typically we watch it together as a staff, and then each coach will watch it for their own individual positions.
Mm-hmm.
So like this past week, I graded out the offensive line. So I you know, watched it as we watched it together, and then I watched just the offensive line. And, in a perfect world, you'd be able to watch the film that way with the kids. So, you know, we could bring the offensive line coach in and sit with the offensive line and just go through every play from an offensive line standpoint. But we don't really have the time to do that. So we kind of watch the film as a whole group, and then we try to point out plays, specific plays. On the offensive line, we did this. This time, the receivers, you guys did that. So if we had more time, you know, we'd do it probably more position-wise, but we try to cover it all as a staff with the whole team. But again, usually the individual coaches, they break down their positions on their own. And the great thing about huddle now, like you referenced the old films, the old reel-to-reel, that's when I watched film when I played, that's what it was. The great thing now with huddle is, you know, you can break it down, make notes, and just send it to your kids, and your kids can pull it up on their phone and watch it on their phone. So it's a great, great teaching tool.
That's nuts. That is just nuts. That's amazing. Oh, man. And then when you get on the field, that translates to you say, well, do you remember when we saw this, or you remember when we saw this on the film, or you did that in the game? Wow. That's fantastic. It just ain't get out there and do your calisthenics. That's pretty amazing. Coach, game coming up this week now is we're rounding the turn here, heading into, you know, down the stretch.
Right. We have Cardinal Spellman this week. So Cardinal Spellman actually beat us last year. So I know the boys are looking forward to playing them. And again, they're always, Ron St. George is a good coach, been around for a long time. They're always, you know, well coached. They always give you a ton of different looks. I think they're a little young this year, so they're struggling a little bit. But again, we just have to go back to work and be ready to defend everything they give us. And it looks like we might have some tough weather Friday night, so that'll be fun. It's something different we haven't had to deal with yet this year, so it'll be another challenge for us. But again, I think the kids are really looking forward to playing. And it's not going to be our senior night, our second to last home game, but we'll be able to celebrate all our seniors, so hopefully it's a good night.
There's going to be some big celebrations this year down the road as well. Cardinal Spellman at Bishop Fenwick at 7 p.m. That is Director of Athletics and the head football coach at Bishop Fenwick High School, Dave Woods. Let me stop the recording here. Da-da-da-da-da-da.